Blog Talk Radio.
Leaning on his everlasting arm.
Oh, what a fellowship we have with him. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We are certainly happy to have each and every one of you on. We'll not mix words today. It is a pleasure for you all to join us for the Word at Noon. Okay, I'm going to ask Pastor Bill who should get us started for this week with a word of prayer, and we can go from there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today thanking you for all those that called in and those who are listening by internet. We're thankful, Father God. Thankful for our pastor as he teaches the word, Father God. Continue to use him mightily, Father God. Lord, we ask that you open up our hearts and our mind to receive the word today, Father God. And then, Lord, we ask that you'll be with all those who are bereaved today, those who are sick and shut in, those who are going through, Father God. May they trust you. May they put their trust in you, Father God, knowing that you will work things out for their thing impossible for God. Lord, we ask that you would just have your way on this Bible study as you do every day, as we grow and as we learn. And Father God, we give you praise for all things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. I appreciate that heartfelt prayer. Listen, brothers and sisters, I'm excited, man, about the Word of God. I'm excited what God's going to do this week. Hallelujah. I have several foundational scriptures today, and we just want to be led by whatever the Spirit say to do. But there's a couple of things I need to share with you all before we really get into this lesson. First of all, yesterday the world celebrated the resurrection. And I'm just going to go on a limb and say a whole lot of people didn't understand and no understanding now why we really have the resurrection. We have the resurrection so we can have fellowship.
All right.
Yeah. God gave us the resurrection so we could have fellowship. I'm going to ask Pastor Reed a couple of scriptures. But what I'm telling you now, it has to precede that before we get into this lesson. Because until we understand that there is broken fellowship, you won't understand this message this week about fellowship and relationship. So to understand this lesson about fellowship and relationship, you're going to have to understand that there has been a broken fellowship. And So that's why this is so important for the church, for the body of Christ. So I asked Pastor Sherry, 1 John 1, 6 and 7. 1 John, first chapter, verses 6 and 7.
King James, 1 John 1, chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Amen.
See, so God wants us to know, if we say that we have fellowship, God wants us to have fellowship with him. So he provided mm-hmm. some things. Like, for instance, he made Jesus to become sin for us so we could have fellowship with him. See, because yeah. he can't have fellowship with sin. He had to have fellowship with righteousness.
Yes, amen.
Yeah, you don't follow me here. You see, this is why in Galatians 2:20, Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, not I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And
mm-hmm.
which I now live in the flesh, I live after the faith of the Son of God, who loved me yeah. and gave himself for me. See, what that saying is, that we have fellowship with him now. You know why? Because we've been crucified just like Christ been crucified.
Mm-hmm, that's
we was
right.
risen just like he was risen. Remember Colossians 3 and 1? If you then be risen with Christ, see, that's fellowship. Let me back up for a moment and make sure everybody understanding this. Because a lot of times we want to have relationship and we haven't had fellowship.
Have mercy.
See, fellowship has to do with communion. It has to do with unity. So it had to do with friendship. It had to do with harmony. It has to do with agreement. When I think about yeah. fellowship, I think about oneness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
So this togetherness that I'm talking about, what bringing us together? I'm glad you mm-hmm. asked. How about Christ? How about that's how God fixed it? So that in order for us to have this mutual understanding, he gave
yes.
us Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
He became the centerpiece of God's creation, and he became the centerpiece for man's existence. Preach,
mm-hmm.
preacher.
Yes.
Yeah. I want you all to know this today. As we go forward, brothers and sisters, you got to have that first. In Psalms 133, he said this. He says, behold, how good and pleasant mm-hmm. it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. See, that's fellowship.
All right.
Fellowship. Unity is fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it's like the precious upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garment. Listen, brothers and sisters, the unity, that's what God wants. And he knew that we had a broken fellowship. So, as Pastor had read, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. So how you can say you got fellowship, but you ain't crucified the flesh? See, everybody want to enjoy all the stuff that the Word of God say, but they don't want to do none of the work. Don't nobody miss that. Ain't nothing you got to do but receive it and act on it. When I say work, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes, amen.
Well, what work is that? Remember the other part she read? But if we walk in the light, you got to walk in the light, man, as he is in the light. Come on. If you want to have fellowship with the Lord, you got to walk in the light as he's in the light. Remember he was that light that lit every man that cometh into the world? That's what he was.
Mm-hmm.
And matter of fact, Jesus testified for himself over there in John 8 and 12. You remember when he says Jesus again, what he said to the people?
Yeah.
Remember what he said to the people? Jesus mm-hmm. said, I am the light of the world.
Yeah.
He that follow me shall not walk in darkness. What kind of walk do you have? but shall have the light of life. So that's what I want this lesson to be about, brothers and sisters, this week. Having a fellowship and a relationship. Don't just try to have relationship without the fellowship. It don't work like that. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Don't work like that. I'm reminded of what Paul said to the Corinthians. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord who brought us will bring to light the hidden things of darkness.
Mm.
See, it takes that light. It takes that illuminating. It takes, and that's what God wants. So this week, it's going to be about a four-part message. The Bible says, for ye were sometime darkened, but now, are ye in the Lord. Walk as children of light. So that's what I'm talking about. When I'm talking about doing your part is walking as children of light.
Mm-hmm. All right.
These things have been approved and made manifest by the light. Whosoever doeth, make manifest the light.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Paul said in, I think it's Ephesians 5:14. 13 and 14. I'm going to ask Pastor she read that out of another version. But over there, he says this. He says, wherefore, he said, awake, thou sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. That's what you want.
Yes.
So in Ephesians 5:13 and 14.
And reading from the Message Bible. Okay. I may start up a little bit ahead of that. Just a little bit. Okay. It's a scandal when people waste their lives on things they must do in the darkness where no one will see. Rip the cover off those frogs and see how attractive they look in the light of Christ. Walk right up, wake up from your sleep. Climb out of your coffins. Christ will show you the light. Amen, amen.
Okay, did you read 14? That was 14, wasn't it? Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I backed up. Let me back up here. Don't waste your time on useless work, mere busy work. The barren pursuits of darkness. Expose these things for the shame they are. It's a scandal when people waste their lives on things they must do in the darkness where no one will see. Rip the cover off those how attractive they look in the light of Christ. Wake up from your sleep. Climb out of your coffins. Christ will show you the light. Amen, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
People have to walk in the light as he's in the light.
Mm-hmm.
This is brother. Why do you think he wants that? Because he wants fellowship. You can't.
Yeah.
You can't walk in the dark. You can't walk in the dark and walk in the light too.
Amen. Say that.
Yeah. God wants us to have fellowship. But in order to do that, we have to walk in the light as he's in the light. He had decreed and declared that we are the light of the world. We're just like a city that can't be hidden. We said, hi.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I didn't give you that light for you to put on a candlestick or under a bushel. I'm sorry. Yeah, then he wants me to have a light so he can go and put it up on a bushel. No, he gave it so you could set it on top so the whole house. Now, when you think about the light that they had candles.
Yeah.
And they would put candles around. They didn't have Edison. They didn't have electricity. They had candles.
Yes. Amen.
And what you do with that candle is you got to illuminate the whole room. You got to brighten up things. People need to be able to see at night. And
that's
you
right.
don't take that candle and put it up under a bushel. What if I have no light?
Amen.
You got to let folks see that light.
Amen. Yeah.
Jesus said, what I tell you in the dark, they said, speak to you in the light. And what ye hear in your ear, that preach ye upon the housetop. You heard this. You got to preach this stuff. You got to tell them, hey, we're the light of the world.
Amen.
Now, they won't take that scripture. That's what they ain't been going on no housetop. They want to talk about literally. Well, go preach it on the housetop. They're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to build them, but they won't go in the housetop. See?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But here it is, brothers and sisters. This is about fellowship. He's the light. We're the light. See, two lights can have fellowship. Can I say that one more time? Huh?
We
have unity now. So that's why God gave us his righteousness. That's why he made Jesus to be seen. See, God wanted to fellowship with us in every way possible. So he said, if you're confessing sin, he is faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness.
Yes. Amen.
So
thank you, Lord.
He will give you righteousness because he's righteousness. He's righteous. So you see where the fellowship is coming from now? You see the fellowship?
Yeah.
Right. We're righteous. Fellowship with him.
Yeah. Thank you.
Has missed this. He chose us before the foundation of the world to walk in fellowship with him, his body. Well, I read that over there in Ephesians 1 and 4. God declared this. God declared this. According that he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. We were already chosen to have fellowship with him. In him. It got broken. Okay? It got broken. So what you do, Lord? God said, you know what? I still want to have fellowship with you guys. I still want to be one with you. I still want to have friendship with you. See, fellowship also is friendship.
Amen.
See, it's limited too, but it also is like brotherhood. Brotherhood is like a friendship. God wants us to be friends with him.
Yeah.
Because he wants to have fellowship with us.
Amen.
That's awesome, brothers and sisters. When I think about benevolence, when I think about goodwill, when I think about friendship.
Yeah.
I mean, it's to me, friendship is greater than probably the same as brotherhood. Just like they have a society, we have one. But I wanted to make sure everybody understand how important it is to have a fellowship so you can have a relationship.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Relationship has to do with kinship. Relationship has to do with that connection. So by association, because just like Christ died, we die.
Mm-hmm.
What the resurrection is all about, so we can have fellowship with him.
Thank you. I don't know
if anybody ever looked at it like that. That's why I said, now, if you be risen with Christ, seek those mm-hmm. things above. If you be risen, because he want to have fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
Why you think he said, come out of the world? Why he tell you don't be of the world?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He want to have fellowship with you. And you can't be, you can't be of the world and be have fellowship with Christ. You can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can turn blue in the face. God provided this stuff for us to have fellowship with him so we can have a relationship.
Good Lord.
You got to have something in common. See, that's what the relationship really is about, is having stuff in common. So
mm-hmm.
God speaks so we can have stuff in common. Preach. I'm trying to do the best I can. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
You die, and like you die, I'm going to let them recognize themselves to be dead also. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
when Paul
it
says,
is.
I'm crucified just like Christ crucified. Can you see that one? Huh? Can you see that?
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Nevertheless, I'm living now. I'm living.
Mm-hmm.
So who have bewitched people that they should not fellowship with Christ? They should not have fellowship. Oh, just go to church. Let's have fellowship with one another. No, we need to have fellowship with Christ first. But that's mm-hmm. why Paul called them foolish Galileans. Who bewitch you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ had been even sent forth crucified among you? I mean, who missing this?
Help us, Lord.
Share. But I want to get rid of some of this other stuff, because Paul said in the 6th chapter of the book of Romans, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him. With him. You see that? You see that union there? We've been crucified with him. Now, I have to read this stuff now. Y'all want me to. Read Romans 6 and 6, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor. Reading from the King James. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Amen.
Amen. We can serve righteousness now. We're crucified mm-hmm. the old man. That's what we have in common.
Yeah.
Christ. I mean, come on, man. Think about it.
Yes. Amen.
Same thing in common. That's what relationship is. You have the same thing in common.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have something in common. But no, as far as I'm concerned, you got to have the same thing in common. When you're talking about fellowship and relationship, you got the same thing in common. Not just some things, but all things in common.
Amen.
Maybe I'll give y'all a little of my testimony tomorrow. But it's important, brothers and sisters, that you understand that when you have fellowship, you got friendship. There's an intimacy mm-hmm. there. There's a
yeah.
path there that you both walk down. You see
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Brotherhood.
Yeah.
you got stuff in common, the same thing in common.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And God allow us to choose. He allow us to choose. If you be risen with Christ, seek those things above.
Hallelujah.
Well, we come to the point now where if anybody have any comments, press one. But hopefully this week we can really tackle this thing about friendship and relationship. Just bear that in mind. And I sort of gave you all some of the foundational stuff because I just feel like those who have accepted Christ and have joined the church, that's where we've failed at. We've been joining churches, but we haven't been joining Christ.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Satan have blinded so many people because they get the preacher their hand and they figure automatically they're in fellowship and you're not. And because you go in some building and they give you the right hand of fellowship, doesn't mean you in fellowship. It's so much we need to cover. And I'm going to prove to you that God, that's why he set up this fellowship. Be one of the scripture, that First John, because I want you to know, if you walk in darkness, you don't have fellowship with him. You got to walk in the light as he's in the light. That's the way that works.
Yeah.
And if you ask Christ, Ephesians, so he'll give it to you. If you awaken and ask him, he'll give it to you. He'll give you that light. That way you can have that fellowship. Okay?
Thank you.
I'm excited for what God's going to do this week. I had to start listening to myself about certain things. So the Spirit already told me to slow down. So if y'all find me slowing down, it's because I want to listen to the Spirit. There's so many teachings out here about the Word of God. And brother, sister, I'm going to tell you the truth. I have nothing to gain. I don't get paid to teaching the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to get a bunch of likes. I know other people think, oh boy, it's be beautiful to build a great ministry. That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to merely tell people what just is the Lord.
Yeah.
And
Amen.
They get mad at me. I tell them that they shouldn't say, and this is, I told some people this. I said, you shouldn't say I'm a imperfect people living in an imperfect world but trying to get perfect. Well, how stupid is that? Imperfect people serving a perfect God. Well, I look at it that God figured out a way to make us perfect.
All right.
The enemy doesn't want us to come above that. If you crucified the flesh, according to Romans 6:6, the old man crucified, the sinful man is dead. Leave him there. If you don't mind.
All right.
If you don't mind, leave him there.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So it may be called the body of sin, which is going to be destroyed. You don't have to serve that. And then they think it's because I corrected the preacher. Well, so be it. But you're not imperfect people. If you're imperfect people, then why did Christ die? Why do we have the resurrection?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Also, the case we all are serving God in vain. Now, it's vain. If Jesus didn't die for our sin, it's in vain. Everything is in vain.
Mm-hmm.
You better tell him I said that. If he didn't mm-hmm. take care of the sin problem, you still owe the bill.
All right. Amen, amen.
Pastor, I told you I was going to pay your car note, but I didn't. That means you still owe your car note.
Right.
You don't believe I took care of it, so you still owe it. Go on down there and pay it then. See, that's where the church is. I mean this may sound a little hilarious, but that's where the church at, man. Jesus, I just paid that bill when I died and I got up. What's the problem? Oh, I ain't believing that I'm going to pay the bill. That because you don't believe. If you believe, you ain't going down there and pay jack. They'll cut it off first. They'll come and repo the car before I pay it. Because you told me it's already paid.
Right, right.
Now, if it's already paid, act like it. If you fellowshipping with Christ, act like it. There's no need. You had everything in common. You got righteousness because he has righteousness.
Yes.
Lord,
amen.
If you just make me holy, you're already holy.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
But anybody have any comment, press 1 and go from there. Anyone?
I just wanted to read Ephesians 5, and I want to go up to the 11th verse where it says, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved and made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doeth make manifest is light. Wherefore he said it, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Amen. I like that one, because it's just summing up what you said. And reading from the New Living Translation, it said, take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, expose them. It is shameful even to talk about the things that ungodly people do in secret, but their evil intentions will be exposed when the light shines on them. For the light makes everything visible. This is why it is said, awake, O sleeper, rise up from the dead, and Christ will give you light. So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but those who are wise. Amen, amen.
Awesome.
Praise.
Mm-hmm. Praise.
Amen.
Hey, so people get mad and angry because I be telling, hey, I ain't got time for that. I ain't be bothered with those people. Because I already know where they're at. I know where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to have a fellowship with Christ, man.
Amen.
Let me be real clear about this. You have to fellowship with Christ.
Yes.
You want to fellowship with.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
Anyone else? Hallelujah. Anyone else? Sometimes I go on and on and on. And then like a day got today, I'm, okay. Oh, well. Okay, Pastor, you have anything else?
Well, yes, you know me, Pat. Yes, I do. I want to read that, our opening scripture from the New Living Translation as well. And that was 1 John 1, verses 6 and 7 from the New Living. It says, so we are lying if we say we have fellowship with God, but go on living in spiritual darkness. We are not practicing the truth. But if we are living in the light as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other and the blood of Jesus, his son, from all sin. Amen. That fellowship is important. Amen.
Oh, yeah. That's probably one of the most important things ever been told. It's how it's important. How much.
Yeah.
God did everything. Now, I know somebody, I'm probably going to hear from somebody, and that's fine. But I think God's purpose was to have fellowship with us.
Mm-hmm.
What he declared over there in Genesis 1:26, let us make man in our image after our likeness.
Yes.
That was
yes.
Fellowship. Well, why, mm-hmm. Lord, why you want to be like you? So he can have fellowship.
All right. Amen.
Because, you know, he's around the corner, and he wants you to sin and be like him. So God said, you know what? We're making you to be like us. You'll be able to fellowship with us. Because you're going to be in our image. Love an image. Love an image. Going to be like our likeness. Love it. Love it. Whatever you like,
yeah.
That's what we're going to be. Whatever image you portray, that's what we're going to have. We want to be just like you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
If you're the light of the world, then we're the light of the world.
Amen.
Jesus said and decreed, I am the light of the world. And if you follow me, you will not walk in darkness. So
Amen.
If he says we're the light, then he turns around and tells us in Matthew 5:14, you are the light of the world.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
That sits on you, and you can't be hidden. Man, we're identifying with him. That's the whole thing about fellowship.
Yeah.
How do we have fellowship with him if we're still walking in darkness? The Bible says you're lying.
That's right.
You're lying.
Mm-hmm.
You're lying.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Well, I know some people, they have, what they call them, colleagues, and they have members, and most people go there for fellowship in that area. But this go beyond that, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Places that we have, we are one with him. That's the closest. We can't do anything without him.
Amen.
See, when you belong to an organization and you decide, you know what, this is my colleague, but he went off on the deep end. You don't have to go off in the deep end.
That's right.
But anyway, we thank you all so much, and we'll see you all on tomorrow for the Word at Noon. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you.